Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, few animals are as helpless as sheep. If they're to find good pasture where they can feed and rest, they need to be led. And because they're not fast enough to outrun predators and have no natural way of defending themselves or fighting off predators, they need someone to protect them. Sheep need a shepherd. One person who knew that very well was David. The first time we hear of David in the Bible, he's out tending his father's sheep. And when we later hear of him volunteering to take on the Philistine warrior Goliath, David speaks about some of the experiences he had as a shepherd and how they had prepared him for that day. King Saul initially said that David was too young to take on Goliath, but David responded by saying that, as a shepherd, he had rescued lambs from the mouths of lions and bears, and that when those predators had then reared up against him, he had struck them down and killed them. David understood the sheep's dependence on him, and he had taken that responsibility seriously, even when it meant putting himself in danger. After all, that is what a good shepherd does. So from his youth, David was experienced in tending and protecting sheep. And a little later in life, the Lord called David to do another kind of shepherding. In the words of Psalm 78, "The Lord chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds to shepherd his people, Israel." And here, too, David took seriously the responsibility of leading those who were under his care, trying to keep them faithful to the Lord, and also of doing his best to keep them safe from their enemies, even when that meant putting himself in danger by personally leading his troops into battle, as he did many times. Now, considering David's background in shepherding, both literally tending his father's sheep and figuratively shepherding Israel, it's perhaps not too surprising that one of David's best-known psalms, the 23rd Psalm, focuses on the theme of the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. But David's experience as a shepherd does make it especially notable that in this psalm he wrote, David portrays himself not as a shepherd, but rather as a sheep who is in the care of another shepherd. In this psalm, David is freely confessing that even with all of his experience in shepherding, he too needs a shepherd. He too needs someone to guide him and protect him. And he is gladly and gratefully acknowledging the Lord as the one who he depends on for that. As David says, would have come to be perhaps his most remembered words, "The Lord is my shepherd." David knew that even in his own shepherding, while he had been watching over the sheep, the Lord had been watching over him. And in fact, he said that that's why he had not been afraid to stand up to Goliath. As David said to Saul, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and delivered me from the paw of the bear, will also deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And so also as king, shepherding the people of Israel, David knew that he needed the Lord shepherding him. David knew that if he was to lead the people in the right ways, he would need a greater wisdom than he could find in himself or in any human advisors. And so he looked to his shepherd for guidance. As king of Israel, one of David's responsibilities was to personally write a copy of God's law from the books of Moses and to read that word of God regularly, to keep him grounded in that word and guided by that word. And there is no better place that he could have looked for guidance. For as David found, through that word of God, the Lord, his shepherd, was leading him in paths of righteousness. Yet David also knew that even with the Lord, his shepherd, guiding him, he himself would not always walk in the right paths. As David humbly confessed to the Lord in Psalm 51, he knew that surely he had been sinful from birth, sinful from the time his mother had conceived him. And so, as a man with a fallen, sinful nature just like the rest of us, David knew that he could not place his trust in his own steadfastness and how well he would follow the Lord's guidance. He knew that he needed a shepherd who would be willing to seek out sheep that had gone astray and to bring them back to the fold. And he needed a shepherd who would not abandon sick and wounded sheep, but would bind up their wounds and strengthen the weak. And that is exactly the kind of shepherd that David found he had in the Lord. Even at David's lowest point, when he had wandered far from the Lord's ways, first entangling himself in adultery with Bathsheba, and then arranging for her husband's death to cover up what he had done, even then, the Lord, his shepherd, did not abandon him. He did not abandon David to his sins, but instead he sent the prophet Nathan to him to confront David with his sin, to bring him to true repentance over his sins, and to forgive him his sins. And in this way, the Lord, his shepherd, restored David's soul. David later described the peace that came with that forgiveness, that it was given to him by his shepherd. He described it in Psalm 32, where David said, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, and my strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." Rescued from the restless turmoil of trying to hide his sins, which we all know can wear you down, David found rest and peace in God's forgiveness of his sins, in the Lord's mercy and grace. And in that way, the Lord, his shepherd, made David lie down in green pastures and led him beside still waters, where he could be at peace. Yet as real as that peace and that rest was that he found in the Lord's grace, and as grateful as David was for that rest, he also knew that there would still be times in this life when it might not feel so much like he was lying down in a green pasture, when it might instead feel more like he was passing through a dark and dangerous valley. And he knew that in such valleys, there were some dangers that he himself was no match for. Predators, enemies, like sin, death, and the devil. Much like a sheep is helpless before its predators, David knew that he could not outrun sin, death, or the devil. And he knew that if he were to face them on his own, he would not stand a chance. But David also knew that he was not alone. He knew that the Lord, his shepherd, was with him. And he knew that no power in earth or hell could stand up to the Lord and the power of his forgiving, delivering, life-giving word. And so, even as he walked through the valley of the shadow of death, David knew that he did not need to fear any evil, for the Lord was with him, his rod and his staff, they comforted him. And he knew that with the Lord there as his shepherd, taking care of him, he would dwell with the Lord forever. All of that David found in the Lord as his shepherd, just as he wrote in Psalm 23. And today we give thanks that just as it was for David, so it is also for us. Like David, we all need guidance in this life. Our own thoughts and our hearts are not reliable guides, but can easily mislead us. And the advice that the world gives would often take us in precisely the opposite direction of where we should go, telling us, for example, to always put ourselves first rather than loving our neighbors as ourselves, teaching us to seek first things like material success and people's approval rather than seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so we need much better guidance than our feelings can give us, and much, much better guidance than the world will give us. We need a reliable shepherd to guide us. And in the Lord, we have just that. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. And the more we take that word to heart and follow it, the better it is for us and for the people around us. For there in his perfect word, our good shepherd is leading us in paths of righteousness. By his word, our Savior, like a shepherd, leads us. But as we all know, how well we follow him as he guides us is another matter entirely. And here, too, we are really no different from David. Just like David, we were all sinful at birth, sinful from the time our mother conceived us. And so the following words from Isaiah 53 are equally true of all of us, where we are told, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." And I doubt that any of us would have to think very hard or very long to think of some specific ways that we ourselves have wandered from the Lord's ways and gone astray. And that has some very important implications for us. It means that we, just like David, desperately need a shepherd who does not give up on sheep who go astray, but who seeks those sheep out and brings them back. We need a shepherd who, when he has then found a lost and wounded sheep, will pick it up, carry it on his shoulders, and restore it. And thanks be to God, the shepherd that we need is exactly the shepherd that we have. A shepherd who came to seek and to save the lost. A shepherd who would rather suffer and die himself than see us lost. And who, in fact, did exactly that for us. A shepherd who not only came to us, but gave himself into death for us to restore our souls. As we heard in today's gospel reading, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." As little as a sheep could do to save itself from a wolf, so little could we do to save ourselves from sin, from death, from the devil. But as a good shepherd will put himself in danger in order to save his sheep, so our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, came to our rescue and put himself between us and everything that threatened us. To save us from sin, he himself bore the punishment for all our sins. To save us from the devil, he suffered the pains of hell in our place on the cross. And to save us from death, our good shepherd laid down his life for us, just as he had promised he would do for us. And he did all of that for us, so that we, his sheep, can now be free to lie down in green pastures beside still waters, resting in the peace of knowing that because of what he, our good shepherd, has done for us, we are redeemed, we are restored, we are forgiven, and we can be at peace. And that brings us to a final important point this morning. Our good shepherd laid down his life for us so that we can have life and peace. But we wouldn't be able to really live in peace if our good shepherd were no longer there with us. And so we rejoice in the good news that not only has our good shepherd saved us, but our good shepherd is in fact still with us. As we heard in our gospel reading, just after Jesus said that he would lay down his life for the sheep, Jesus went on to say that he would lay down his life that he may take it up again. And so, just as he promised, on the cross, Jesus did suffer and die for our sins. And then on the third day, he was raised for our justification, as he took up his life again. He died to save us from sin, death, and the devil. And he rose again to show us that he has indeed won the victory for us and set us free, that he has accomplished our salvation. The good shepherd died to save his sheep, and he then rose again so that he could announce the good news of salvation to his sheep and could then continue to personally care for his sheep. And that is why we can indeed be at peace, resting in the green pastures of his grace, knowing that our risen good shepherd is still with us and will be with us always, even to the end of the age, that he is still with us to guide us by his word, and that he continues coming after us when we stray, to gently bring us back and restore our souls. And that is also why we know that whatever dark valleys we might pass through in this life, even when we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we need not fear any evil, for our good shepherd is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. And knowing that we are in his care, we can rest in the assurance that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.